say a crude way of saying someone died.
Well, he kicked the bucket, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
What he died of?
Okay.
Yeah.
And a place where people are buried.
Graveyard, a cemetery, you know, graveyard probably.
Uh-huh. And what they put the body in?
Coffin.
And the ceremony at the cemetery.
Yeah.
You call it
funeral.
Uh-huh. And if people are dressed in black, you say that
they're in mourning, yeah.
Okay. What if they just completely lose control of themselves? You say they were really doing what?
They were really, well, they broke. Taking it hard, you know?
Mm-hmm. What about, say on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you'd say, oh,
we're doing fine, or say okay, or...
Mm-hmm. And...
Yeah, you know?
Say if you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you say you've got... If you're old and your joints start
aching,
you've got
rheumatism.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a disease that children used to die from that get a really bad sore throat. And they choke up in the night. They get blisters on the inside of the throat.
Let's see what you're speaking of now. We had. Oh my God! Well, they run. They get blisters on the inside of their throat,
mm-hmm.
And you say, and children, the flu.
Well,
typhoid, diphtheria.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I guess that.
Yeah, diphtheria.
Before
yes.
Before your time.
Well, no, they had a few cases, I guess, and like they had a few cases of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Diphtheria.
What about a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice, yeah. Yellow jaundice.
And if you have a pain down here and have to have an operation, you say you've got...
We got appendicitis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Appendicitis. You laughing at me?
Any old-fashioned name people used to call that before they knew what it was?
Appendix? I guess. It was something like appendix, you know.
Uh-huh.
Appendicitis or something.
Yeah. Well, that's what they call it now. But do you ever hear cramp colic or... anything like that?
Not really. Not around here, you know.
Just appendicitis now?
They say, appendix, you know.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
What about, say, if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
You throw up, you know.
Uh-huh. Is that a very nice way of saying that, or is...
Well, the nice way is vomit. They used to say puke,
uh-huh.
Throw up.
Uh-huh.
But now they're saying vomit, you know.
Okay. And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay.
Or belly.
And say if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house and was spending a lot of time with her, you'd say that he was...
Gosh. Who? What would I say? No, I don't know what you say. He's courting,
uh-huh.
You know.
Is that pretty serious, or?
Yeah. Well, it probably could be something serious,
mm-hmm.
Other than that. But actually, we refer to actually boy courting, you know, a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it is a something that's a little bit serious, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I can't think of a word, you know.
Uh-huh. He would be called her. If he's courting her, he would be.
Yeah, that's her boyfriend, yeah.
Uh-huh. And she would be his
girlfriend.